Turnings I could have taken that would have led me to somewhere else, and I might not be living in Catskill, I might not be here, I might just be dust, I might be working somewhere, like the bass player in ZZ Top, who he went and got a job at an airport in a break between touring and stayed there for 2 years under the name of Dave because he had found a shirt, a baggage handler shirt with the name Dave on it, so he became Dave the baggage handler, and no one ever knew he was from ZZ Top. Isn't that wonderful? What a cool man. I drove up the big, you know, across the desert, and I went up to, like, through the mountains and whatever mountain chain that is. I don't know, I didn't pay attention, so I don't fucking know. But there was a lot of it, and it wound around, and there were broken down trucks and places you could get water, and it was like desolate with just rocks everywhere. And I thought, Christ, what if I fucking break down here? And I just stuck here, you know, because you're not going to walk anywhere. And it was, my ears were going funny and everything, and then suddenly I was at the top and there wasn't anywhere else to climb, and it was just this slow descent, and the motor had been going all the way up this fucking thing. It seemed like, you know, all afternoon I had been climbing up this winding mountain. sun was going down, and I was going down, and the car was hardly making a sound, and it was like I was in free fall. And I was just cruising down, and I could see San Diego down below. And it was the weirdest thing, just to be like some sort of bird, you know, except I was in the car. I mean, you don't see birds driving cars very often, but I was one. And then I finally got to the bottom of it with my ears doing really freaky, strange things, you know. And I thought, I'm gonna find a hotel to stay in, because I had a week without any shows to play, and I thought, I'm gonna stay somewhere really nice. So I looked on the Expedia, I'm just getting a word in for the product. And I found this resort hotel, and it looked really nice, you know. And I went and booked in, and they said, well, it's going to be very quiet. There's only you and two other people. And one of them was evidently a man who was going through a divorce and was not having much fun. And the other was working the phone like fucking crazy, trying to get some clients, a woman who was in another part. And all the rooms opened up to the swimming pool, with big doors that slid open, poolside. And I'm like, well, you know, it's all the same to me. I don't even fly a fuck, to be honest. But I went out and like, I looked around, and there was a Puerto Rican laundrette and a place where you could get the tyres changed, and a hell of a lot of low-cost housing, and a lot of places where you could get very ill if you ate in them. And then I came back and I sat by the pool and I saw a sign. And it said, because the state of California requests that persons suffering from diarrhea refrain from using the swimming pool. And there's several things here, I mean. The pool was empty. And I thought, well, they're obviously working the honour system, you know. Because there was nowhere you could eat. I didn't eat for a fucking week, you know. And the other thing is, I thought, maybe it's a joke. So, does anyone in this room honestly know how to spell the word diarrhea? I don't. You'd be hard pushed to find someone who can spell it correctly, so I googled it on the light web. Diarrhea. And they had spelt it right on the sign, so I knew it was. I never saw anyone in that swimming pool. But, oh, I mean, like, you know, I mean, you go there, you think this is a bit sumptuous, you know, and everything with the sliding door and the fucking empty swimming pool and all the rest of it. And the cracks start showing, you know, you open the wardrobe door and it comes off slightly, the bathroom door handle comes adrift, you know, tiles fall off the wall in the bathroom, all this kind of stuff. So, you know, it's not the fucking mecca of, like, contentment that you thought it was going to be in the brochure. And the door had been kicked in at some point. Mended, you know, and it was sort of repaired that I could have done myself, and I started to think, you know, as you do. Thank you. driving all night, no wear and tear on my shoes. I found a grubby hotel room where the checkout time is noon. There's a steel plate on the door, a bad repair, where someone kicked it in. I could be the handyman here in another life. Thank you. We better put a record on or something like that.